Support for the Frat Chat Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. And Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0.
You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code FRATCHATS at manscaped.com. All right, I just hit the button. I hit the red button.
That means it's time to rock out with our cock out. Wait, yep. No, that is actually a very illegal.
No, that's okay. New year, new yo. I'm sorry, new season, new yo.
As long as it's consensual, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, rock out with your consensual cock out, which is that.
Yeah, saying. Why not?
It's 2021. I think that's
Europeans do it.
That's true. Louis C.K. used to do it, but he got in trouble because he didn't ask.
Well, he's also ugly. You know, people give leeway to pretty people.
That's,
you know what I mean?
True.
That's the American way.
That's true. So that means that I can do it, but you can't?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Just when I thought that this season was going to turn a new leaf, you hit me below the belt.
Yeah, this is... Speaking of leaves, you smell something burning? Because you just got burnt, son. This is a wildfire. Call California. Help.
Waka, waka.
All right, we're going to do this in 3, 2. Simo, give me a 1.
I wasn't ready. 1.
What are you doing?
Testes in my mouth.
Get on the ground, you fucking pledge.
Ew.
Welcome to the greatest podcast experience of your life. This is the Frat Chat Podcast.
All young men like 3 things. Food, booze, pussy.
Featuring Carlos Garcia and Chris.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts in time. It's the Frat Chat Podcast. How's it going, Mr. Mo?
Yo, what's up, dude?
What's up, Mr. Mo? See, now you can tell us, Mario, what happens when Simo tries to get the cap. No.
I was so scared.
You see, you hear so that? You hear that, Yoko Ono?
It's okay, listeners. I'm just startled. I'm okay.
Yeah, he's okay, you guys. And I have to say, I had shout out to Os Mario, Frat Chat Podcast listeners. I got to meet him. He actually came along with Simo to check me out at the stand a few days ago. And it was a great show. And he was so cool. He was so nice. And he actually invited me and Julie to come hang out. I don't think it included you, though, so just FYI.
This is news to me. So correct. I was not included.
But he was awesome. I am a big fan. I like him. And he, like, speaks pretty good Spanish because, you know, Portuguese is very similar. So I can talk to him and Simo not understand me, which is fantastic. So this is a fantastic relationship that I totally approve of.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's always fun to disclude the white guy. It's about time. You know what I mean? Oh, I was going to ask if you watched the Chappelle special on Netflix.
I did. I mean, everybody was having an uproar one side or another about it. So I was like, okay, I got to see what the big deal is all about.
Right.
And I don't know. Honestly, like, I don't know. This is probably going to draw fire from somebody. But I didn't think it was the funniest thing he's ever done by any means. And I also didn't think it was the most offensive thing he's done by any means. You know what I mean? I'm kind of in the middle about it. Like, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. Sometimes he got some laughs out of me. I don't know. What about you?
I thought the interracial fighting inside his body during the COVID, I thought was really funny.
It's funny.
Someone would be offended by it. You know, my dad loved it. My mom hated it.
See, and that's what I keep seeing. You either loved it or you hated it. I was like right in the middle with it.
I think that there's like a unspoken rule or something spoken where, you know, maybe it's safer to talk about demographics that you're a part of. So, like, for example, You know, when I'm on stage, I feel comfortable talking about the gay community because I own that. You know, I talk a lot about the LGBTQ community, but I'm not sure if I would, you know, touch certain topics if I don't belong to those communities. So I can see how someone would be kind of like, ooh, why did you spend so much time talking about the queer community? And I will say that the end regarding his friend that... what was her name? Daphne?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It did sound a little bit like me saying, hey, I'm not racist. I have a black friend.
Yeah.
You know, right. So I was kind of like, ooh. But, you know, I don't think it's necessary to get all hyped up about it because I think there's more important things in the world happening right now. But Twitter's right. Gonna be Twitter, you know?
You can't make white people jokes anymore. He kind of has been doing that for 30 years. You know, so I don't know. I just feel like it's more because it's like you guys are like the cool kids. And at least I like to think so. Not like in a hateful way. But I hope I'm not. It doesn't sound like I'm trying to give him a pass. I just don't see him as like hateful. Like there's other comedians that would be like, oh, that guy is fucking racist. And we know a few of them.
We do.
So
some of them play guitars.
Yeah.
You know, and they're from Vermont. You know, I think that, you know, sometimes I think people like to pick and choose certain aspects of different programs and flip out about it. Almost like they're at a buffet. Like, I'm going to take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. And so, like, I was talking to my friend the other day because they were like, Netflix should make a statement and Netflix should take it off the air. Netflix is not. And I was like, you know what? On Netflix, I watched The Vampire Diaries, all 8 seasons. Right. And those vampires were slave owners and they would... like hypnotize these girls and like rape them and then the next morning they're back to normal and then, you know, we never held these vampires accountable. They're really shitty people, but they were total heartthrobs. But that's right. Okay.
Right. So Dave Chappelle just needs a six pack.
You know, it's just I just don't understand. Like you can find issue with anything, you know?
Right.
All art is political, even comedy.
Right, especially these days. So watch us get canceled by next week. So we had a good run. It was a fun time. We love you guys. So, Mom's Basement, I hope you're still there for me. Moving back in. Woo!
Okay, so Halloween is around the corner. What are you going to dress up as? Have you decided on a costume?
We are down to the wire, Mr. Mo, and we still haven't picked one. And the thing is, now
Carlos.
We have Stella. Well, we have Stella, so we're trying to do something with her, but Julie keeps suggesting crappy costumes, Mr. Mo. So it's not my fault. I've suggested some awesome ideas. You know what I mean? Like Star Wars related. Stella could be a little Chewbacca, which would be adorable. Or she could be like a little cheerleader, which would also be adorable. And I would be like a cheerleader as well. All kinds of awesome options. And then Julie comes back with like, well, she could be an avocado. I'm like, no, she's not gonna be a fucking avocado. What the fuck am I gonna do with that?
You know what I thought might be cute is if you strapped like an orange pillow on the back of her and she could be like salmon sushi. Get it? Hello? Is it that bad?
I'm gonna send you and Julie to the same costume taking class. Wow.
You're right. Maybe it would be funnier if it was a white dog.
Yeah, maybe you should not be there when your mom is picking a new name if IKEA is off the table. this is what you're working with. No, that is terrible, Mr. Mo. I'm gonna pick my own goddamn costume and just surprise Julie, and she's gonna love it and go for it. Cause that's what I do. I bring pizzazz into my shit. That's why I'm good at the gay bar.
I think you should be the three Charlie's Angels.
See, that's not a bad idea. That's funny. I can do the Charlie's Angels.
Okay, I redeemed myself. All right, guys, like, I'm back at it.
That's better. That's better. Timmy, put down Gmo's phone number. You don't need it. You don't need it right now. And by the way, I want to give a big shout out to everybody that came out last week and joined us at the greatest comedy show of all time, at Broadway Comedy Club. It was an amazing night. A lot of people came out. Mr. Simo, a lot of people came out to see you, which was awesome. So it was amazing to be back. It was amazing to see the love. It was awesome to see Mr. Mo getting some love. And check out the Greatest Comedy Show's Instagram at Greatest Comedy Show to see a very revealing picture of Simo that took the internet by storm. And it's quite a good one. And we'll be back there Friday, November 19th at 7 p.m. with another insane lineup. So make sure to check out tiny.cc/greatestcomedyshow or the Broadway Comedy Club website for them details. Check it out, yo.
Well, maybe they like my jokes. Maybe they like my nipples.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'll take either one.
They're both. Maybe they'll want to find out where you get those socks that you stuff your crotch with. You know, those things.
Actually, this past show, my crotch was not stuffed, just my hiney cheeks.
Oh, okay. That's called priorities.
I'm okay with my package. I'm just not very impressed with my, my butt cheeks are just a little flat. You know, I'm working on it.
Another thing that I want to give a shout out to is the good people of India! Yeah! I can't start a new season without giving a shout out to them. So big shout out to the people of Shimla, the people of New Delhi, the people of Jaipur, the people of Ahmedabad, the people of Mumbai, the people of Lucknow. Thank you so much. And of course, to the people of Hyderabad. Thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome. You rock. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends, because the people of India have now become about 28% of our listenership. So it's slowly but surely creeping up. So you better keep up, America. Though I do say that now the Frat Chat podcast is also spreading all through the states. It's not just an East Coast, West Coast thing. We're taking over that whole little central part and all the states that Simo doesn't know where you guys are. I know where you are, I love you guys. So I love to see that little map getting full all over the world.
Which is bigger, America or India?
Well, America is bigger in land size, but India has way more people.
Oh, okay, because India has their own ocean.
Well, I mean, America has two oceans, technically.
Yeah, but it's not called American Ocean. It's called Indian Ocean.
I mean, I guess, yeah, touche. Yeah, I guess. I don't think the Indians brag about that, though. You know what I mean? I don't think I love the good people of India, but I don't think they're going around like, oh yeah, well, we got our own ocean. Fuck you guys. I don't think that comes up.
I've never been there. Maybe they do.
You know, like I really want to know. Maybe the people in New Delhi shoot us a message at Frat Chat Podcast on all social channels and let us know, because I really don't know. Or the people in Shimla, maybe you guys know, but I have no idea. I don't know. So. Anyways,
I don't know. So what are we talking about today? I feel like speaking of other countries is fairly thematic to our discussion today. And I'm going to make sure that Osmario tunes in for this one.
Yeah. Well, do you know what people always ask me, Mr. Mo?
What?
They ask me, do the carpets match the drapes? And I say, thanks to Manscaped, there are no drapes or no carpets. I don't know. But use our promo code FRATCHAT to save 20% and give you free shipping to find out. And that was a freebie, Manscaped. But you know what else people ask me, Mr. Mo?
How do you make Spanish rice?
All right. Well, that is actually, yeah, sometimes they do ask me that. But they ask me, is it true that you aced the American citizenship test like I claimed in the Frat Chat podcast, Who Wants to Be an American Citizenship episode? And yes, I did. I aced it. I nailed it. Check out season 3. That's a fun episode. But here's the thing. As a foreigner, succeeding in being liked in America took more than just acing a silly little test one day. It took years of effort. Years of trial and error. Years of trials and tribulation to get to the top. Or more like the middle. Or maybe like the upper low part. I don't know. But the point is, people like me. And Americans took me in as one of their own. So that's why we here at the Frat Chat Podcast are here to share with you a special little episode titled Coming to America, Tips to Make Americans Like You and Totally Not Deport You. And let me tell you, Mr. Mel, these tips are great.
I'm ready. So you're telling me that years ago, you had to buckle down, hang up your poncho, master your American accents, and just cross your fingers for luck and hope that America welcomes you.
Yeah, I used to talk just like Enrique Iglesias. And I'd be like, hello, it is me. And I'd be like, Carlos, what are you talking about? You're six. Oh, I don't know. It's very sexy. But it didn't fly. Didn't fly like that. People just didn't like that. voice coming out of like a fat 6-year-old.
Do you think that being fair in complexion and being good at sports helped you to avoid ridicule?
Good at sports is not something that I would go as far to say that I was. I was just more passable, and then eventually I became good looking, and then people just ignored it. You know what I mean? They just assumed I was great at them. But I could do my fair share of different sports. You know, like I was good at things like wrestling, but that just didn't come up much. You know, not a great basketball player. I was pretty good at soccer. I could hit a good baseball, but you know, I don't know. Not fantastic at anything. Just passable. And the thing is, coming to America, there's a lot of out of shape kids. So, you know, it kind of helped me out with the playing field.
Yeah.
Like I was in eighth grade, I grew up with a kid that ran like a 16-minute mile. You know what I mean? Like next to that, I was like, okay, dude, like I can just walk this thing and still not get made fun of. So I'm cool.
Yeah. Early today, I was like, hey, Carlos, what's up? And you were like, childhood obesity and diabetes amongst kids, actually. That's what's up.
You know what's not up? Little Jimmy from down the street, because the diabetes took his feet, so he can't get up ever again.
Yeah. Well, I guess the plus side is you don't have to worry about toe fungus or athlete's foot.
No, that's definitely true.
You know?
That's
how you look at it.
That's definitely very true. So, all right. Well, it's time to get into these tips of coming to America, tips to make Americans like you and totally not deport you. And let's do this. So, actually...
All right, Osmario, listen. Yeah, listen.
Pay attention, Osmario. And actually, the fact that we're talking about childhood obesity is a great place to start, because in Carlos's tip number one says that despite being the fattest country in the world, Americans are really into fit people. That's why it's very, very important to get a really good workout before interviewing with immigration officials. Okay, like when you show up there, you're gonna be dripping sweat when you arrive at that counter. And like look around a lot too, you know what I mean? Because immigration officials just love to see a passenger on their toes. So just shifty eyes a lot, just look around a lot. They love that. It's fantastic. It will totally not raise any red flags at all.
I feel like that perpetuates a particular slur regarding people being wet.
Whoa. I don't know what you would make you think that. I know for a fact that Americans love watching sweaty dudes. That is why Brad Pitt and Troy didn't even have to do like a consistent accent throughout a movie. He just glistened, and we all forgot that he was like Irish one minute and then Australian the next, and then like straight from London, and then he threw in Boston for some reason. I was like, I do not get where this is going, but you are handsome, sir, and you look cool holding that sword. So I'm just,
you know what,
throwing these tips out. This worked. This is what worked for me. I totally didn't end up in some office after doing this. No.
You know, the pornos that I watch, a lot of time people have accents from all over the place, you know.
Sure.
And I think to myself, like, I couldn't do porn because, you know, in my heyday, it would have broke my grandma's heart. And I can't imagine what my family would feel like, especially my mom, knowing that, you know, I'm showing my cervix for a dime. But I do think that if I came from overseas and I was looking pretty sexy, I would totally have an OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's some fast money. Why not?
I think.
What you got to lose?
I think that's how I would pay for everything, to be honest with you. Like, in fact, I tried doing an OnlyFans, but like, only like my grandma subscribed to it. But here's the thing, my grandma's dead, you know, so I don't know who that is.
Ooh.
And but they did give me $20, so thank you. I bought a sandwich with that, which is kind of nice. but that's all I've got.
Was it signed? Here's $20, signed Tooth Fairy?
Yeah. So signed Grandma. It was a picture of a man in a dress with his balls hanging out. I don't know why.
Oh, yes.
I don't think he was really my grandma. Just saying, you know, that picture definitely didn't look like my grandma, but. Imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, and optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom.
So we're one of the first people to try the new Lawnmower 4.0, and we are blown away by the performance. So the craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level.
Oh, yeah. And you need that craftsmanship, because let's face it, nicking yourself down there is the worst.
Oh, for sure. Okay, so check this out. Years ago, I was expecting some action right after work.
Ooh.
So I attempted to trim the hedges in the morning. But like most young 20-something-year-olds, I woke up late and hungover, so the grooming had to be done quickly. Unfortunately, I pressed too hard and snagged some of the sack. I never saw so much blood in my life. So with limited time, I simply just wrapped my grapes with multiple layers of toilet paper, stuffed them inside my briefs, and just got dressed. I understand now that khaki pants were probably not a practical choice, but again, I was young and dumb. So let's fast forward. An hour into my job at this private optometry practice, a patient told a doctor in the exam room that she noticed the male technician was quote-unquote spotting, and indeed yes I was. So moments later, the doctor pulled me into the exam room and somehow or another convinced me to show her, an eye doctor, my injury. So my makeshift toilet paper tourniquet was like completely soaked, so she replaced it with gauze and secured it by placing my entire package into a rubber glove in an effort to save my now period pants. So at that moment, I was encouraged to go to the emergency room, where I received one stitch. If we can be honest, the ER doctor wanted to give me 2 stitches, but after some flailing and screaming, we settled on 1 stitch. And no, I did not get any action that night. I spent the night at home alone watching Golden Girl reruns with an ice pack on my member.
Well, now thanks to Manscaped, not only will you look and feel great down there, but you'll also know that your pre-sexy time grooming won't land you in the hospital, Simo. It's a win-win.
I know, that's right.
Manscaped engineered the ultimate body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. I now feel confident shaving below the waist for the first time since high school, dude. It's awesome. Yay, I can finally go to the prom.
So a new multifunction on-off switch can engage a travel lock. So that's created for people who like to travel. So count me as one of those people for when this pandemic is finally over.
Oh, and the upgraded trimmer also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. So you can literally see it all, my friends. You can see it all.
That's important. And also, the Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4.
And did I mention wireless charging? Because the Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. Take your time, fellas. Manscaped has you covered.
Guys, let's be honest. If you are still shaving your face and body with the same trimmer, that's disgusting, and you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
So men, boost your confidence with this new body trimmer with Manscaped to make me time the best time with a smooth shave.
And get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FRATCHAT at manscaped.com.
Use the best tools for the job.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code FRATCHAT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and use FRATCHAT. Unlock your confidence with the new Lawnmower 4.0 from Manscaped.
I do think there's some validity to staying fit, because I do think that people who are generally good looking by American standards are much more successful.
True. Unless you're Fluffy. That comedian, he's really funny, but I think he got the fat guy space who can do funny voices. I can't be fat and do funny voices. He already does that. So
yeah.
That space is literally taken by him. He's quite large, and he's kind of cramping into mine a little bit, so if you could just move over a little bit, Fluffy, that'd be great. Thank you. Anyways, so for Carlos's tip number 2, if you have a lot of names in your family like me, make sure you tell the immigration official. Just let them know that you have like so many names, your passport may not be totally accurate, you know, and this will not in any way make you look suspicious. and they will totally appreciate your honesty. And again, they will not put you in some office and ask questions when some guy, you know, like pushes you down and then like puts on this latex glove and they're like, oh, help, help! And they're like, haha, you can't hear you. This is soundproof. And then they guy like dips his fingers into, you know, like this like Vaseline like lotion, and then he just goes into your ass cheeks, and I'm like, why are you doing this, you know? And they're like, ha, because we can.
Okay, so totally. Clearly you watch the same pornos that I watch. Because this is bringing me back to this morning when I jizzed into a sock.
Oh, yes.
And said sock is right next to me. I might go for round two after this podcast recording. So when you're at the immigration office, can't you just like pick your own name? Like whatever name you want to?
I mean, you can't just pick your name. You got to give them and what you go by so they can like check you out and make sure you're not like some rapist.
But I feel like I have some friends that are Korean, but they have like an American name. So like for example, I have a friend, her Korean name is Jiang, but her American name is Eleanor.
Ah.
I think that like,
yeah, people, I know, like, I don't know.
You move here, you're allowed to like change your name, right?
Once you live here, then you can legally change your name to whatever you want. Yeah, but not like when you show up at immigration, if you just flat out give them a fake name, yes, you'll definitely end up in some office and with some leather gloves and, you know, the whole story I just shared. That will definitely happen.
Yeah.
Totally will. By the way, I hooked up with a girl whose name is Allie, but her Korean name was Eun Young Lee.
So if you're hooking up right there, you're saying, ooh, ooh. She's like, what? What? Ooh, what?
Yeah, she was, that's why things did not work out. I didn't know what to moan. It was kind of weird. It's kind of something weird. I couldn't get off. She couldn't get off. Her dad holding the camera couldn't get off. This is whole thing.
You know what? It's not meant to be. You guys should have used poppers. Next time.
Okay.
Number three. Numero tres.
Carlos's tip number three and two. Coming to America, tips to make America like you and totally not deport you. The immigration interview process can be very scary when coming to America, but you always want to be prepared. Like if you wanted to dry up some of the sweat from tip number one, you know what I mean? If things get a little too sweaty, bring some baby powder with you. However, since I know TSA rules with toiletries are like really annoying with size restrictions on everything, I recommend just putting it into like a clear plastic bag, you know what I mean? And just keep it in your pocket. So if you just get nervous, just pull out the bag and dap your nose with it a little bit. And then feel free to offer some to your interviewer. If there's one thing that American immigration officials appreciate, it's dryness and generosity, you guys. Along with sweatiness. It's kind of like a confusing thing, you know? It just has to be the right balance of it. It's just a whole thing. It took me years to master. I wouldn't say I've mastered it.
Now, I don't know if this is fair to say, but sometimes when I think of someone who's not from America, I question if they use deodorant.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because I have a friend that went to Greece and she was like, yo, they fucking stink.
What?
And I have a friend that went to France and he was like, yo, they fucking stink.
Who
and
are
I
guess these
pheromones
people?
Are attractive to them. But if I was to give anyone any advice, it's no matter who told you whatever, disregard it. Listen to me. And that is, you need to spray down some deodorant on them pits.
I will say, Simo, that I did tell you to stop getting travel tips from your friends at the Trump rallies. They just always say that about everybody. You know what I mean? So according to them, everybody stinks. So.
But some people, I think, are just so used to their own funk.
That's true.
And I'm not used to
That's
it.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So like, if you're really trying to win over Americans, maybe you smother the funk.
I've been at those open mics, and so have you, my friend. I smell what a lot of our American comedian colleagues smell like. Let me tell you something, Mr. Mo. They smell like shit. So, what say you?
You know what? That's because they live in Brooklyn. A lot of people, especially girls in Brooklyn, they're all like, you know, I'm all natural. I'm like, you can be natural and not offensive because what's coming out of your pits are fucking offensive. You know what I mean? Like, come on. You know who else doesn't use deodorant? Animals. You want to be an animal or do you want to be like a nice person? If you're going to be sitting on the train next to me, put some shit in your fucking pits, bro.
I can smell what you're saying, and I don't like it.
Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of hippy-dippy white folk in Brooklyn that are like, I have this all-natural deodorant that I made myself. Fuck you!
It's just, I just let my dog lick my pits, and it's like ready to go. It's very, very natural.
I mist my body with rainwater on the full moon. Okay, but that's not effective.
I let a hobo fart on my armpits, and it totally, it smells like the salt of the earth, you guys. So it's great. Okay, now for Carlos's tip number 4, and this was important, okay, because getting a work visa in America is very difficult, since they'll only want the best of the best. That is why you want to pick a profession like a doctor or like a pharmacist, you know what I mean? And then when they ask for your area of expertise while filling out your immigration forms, just write in drugs, like in bold letters. You know, Americans don't have the best healthcare in this nation, so they really need all the medicine they can get, and they will let you totally write in and not ask any questions or deport you. Just put in drugs as your area of expertise. And make sure it's like, I get it, very bold letters. And like kind of make it shaky looking too when you write it.
Yeah.
Because that's how doctors write. You know, doctor's script is very shaky. So that's totally why I was just drugs. And again, you'll totally not end up in some office with now their security guard comes in because you missed out on the fun. And suddenly they just re-pull your pants down again. And you're like, no, why is this happening again? I just want to go see my family. And they're like, not today, buddy. And then they pull out, you know, this cop nightstick, and they stick that in the lube, and it's like, you're gonna have some fun, kid. Like, no! And then it just starts over.
That's another porno that I'm very familiar with. It's called, I think it's called Young Perps. Like, perpetrator, it's called Young Perps. Yeah. And there's this big dude with dreads, and he makes him suck a dildo first with, like, a police
yes!
to get in, like, the rhythm. Yes! And then he shoves his dick down their throat. Yeah, I'm familiar.
It's crazy.
I'm like, let me be a foreigner.
Yeah!
I'm like, y'all been stretching. You know, I think that, you know, a lot of people, when they come here on a travel visa, if you can get yourself a job getting paid under the table, go for it. Because I would love to get paid under the table. I'm telling you, these taxes fucking suck. And even though I have insurance and benefits, I never use it. You know what I mean? It's just sucking money out of my paychecks. I feel like taxes take out at least a third of my paycheck, and then benefits take out like another third, and I'm left with a third.
Well, the benefits include things like insurance, which are good. But the thing is, the insurance system here is so fucking broken that these things shouldn't be tied to your job. You should just have it.
I know.
But that's a whole other conversation for our Bernie Sanders podcast. Check it out. It's a good podcast. And no, it doesn't exist. Don't check it out.
So I have some advice, and it's going to sound really shitty, but I mean in all sincerity.
You
just call spade a
spade.
If you move to the United States, mm-hmm. the best things for you to do is to practice English.
Oh, God.
Because if you get a job under the table where you're not client-facing, let's say you're, like, working in a warehouse or working in the kitchen or something, you might get some steady pay, but if you are able to speak English fluently, then you have the potential of being client-facing, which means that there's more potential for work, more potential for tips, more potential for money in general. So being, you know, if you got an opportunity to be a server, a lot of restaurants just pay people under the table, you know. If you get an opportunity to be a server, you'll make twice as much money as the guys in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
This is why you never, ever take advice from the white American on the show. You just don't do it, because that is the complete opposite of what I'm going to suggest. Carlos's tip number 5 says, now that you successfully made it to America, you'll want to know some tips to make it in the world. Americans are very proud of its high diversity in this country and love learning new languages. So make sure you only speak in your home country's language wherever you go. Oh, Americans will love you. And this is particularly true. This is particularly true at places like Donald Trump rallies and Walmart, where you meet some of the more open-minded Americans. I mean, you will not believe what these people think. Like, they have this whole thing about QAnon being a thing. It's like a whole thing. So I would say Crows' tip number 5 begs to differ with your little shitty advice, Simo. So, you know.
Forget what I said. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I'm white. I'm sorry. My mom and dad, they got a new puppy, and I was like, oh, they didn't have any like lighter colored puppies? Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we are a diverse family now.
Simo's like, it's okay. I have a black lab. It's totally cool. I can say it.
You know, I will say that in support of tip number 5, you know, I go to this grocery store that's local. I think it's important to shop local, especially if you're new to the area or just new to the country. Because when you shop local and you speak the same language that the person ringing you up speaks, you're going to get some leeway. And so the way it works at this grocery store by me is that if you tip them a little something extra, when they ring up the apples that you bought, you might have 10 apples in the bag. They're going to ring you up for 2. You know what I mean? So I scratch your back, you scratch my back. I slip you a couple dollars, and then you make my groceries cheap as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and it helps that I speak Spanish.
And gets a happy ending, too. That's why Simo wants to give a big shout out to Vibradores de Harry. It's a fantastic little store right in the nook of Brooklyn. Again, Vibradores de Harry. It's a fantastic little place where you can get all your vibradores.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Gracias por todo, mi amor.
Then they stick an apple in your ass. You know, it's like a whole... Vibradores de Harry. We love you guys.
You know, it's apple picking season, whether you're picking them off a tree at the Whole Foods or out of my butthole. It's all fantastic.
Now, actually, this is a great... What you're talking about is a great segue into Carlos's tip number 6, which is American immigration officials don't make a lot of money. You know, so while interviewing for your visa, you always want to make sure you leave a tip. You know, they will totally appreciate this gesture. And again, not totally find it suspicious and a bribe and deport you. But first, they'll send you to this room again where, like, you're still sitting there after about 10 to 12 hours. And you're just wondering if you're going to see your family again. And your asshole is the size of your head. And then, like, another guy comes in. But this guy has a camera. And it's like, oh, now that he's warmed up, it's ready for showtime. And it's like, oh, fuck. And so then this whole, like, Mexican gangbang situation comes in. And I'm like, well, how do these guys get visas? And they're like, stop asking questions! And then it's just... It's really bad. And then I just start crying. And then I just, like, black out somewhere. And then I wake up in a boat somewhere. And, you know, things happen. But, yeah.
Okay, so what would be, like, an appropriate tip? Because if someone gave me $5, I'd be like, $5 for your freedom? Get the hell out of here. But, so, you don't want to give too much because you need that money to survive. So, maybe, would you say, like, 50 is appropriate?
Depends from budget to budget, you know what I mean? But, and also how tight you're with the official. But, you want to be able to just, like, fold it in to your hand. And then, like, when you go shake hands with them, just kind of, you know, just kind of sneak it in. You know, maybe make it, like, a good hundo. You know, just slip it right in there. And then just give them, like, a nod. Like, you know. And then it's, like, imply that it's good vibes, you know, and they totally don't find that suspicious in any way. They like love it. They're like, thanks for the tip. We appreciate it. That means you know about the importance of tipping at our American restaurants. So you are ready to be an American. Go get yourself a cheeseburger, sir, and then just let you right in. They don't even make you take the test.
See, I don't know. I feel like you got to be more creative. I feel like I would have a wad of cash in my butthole ready for that cavity check.
Oh, yes.
And they go in there like, oh, what is this? That's for you, baby. That's for you, good looking.
Damn it. So that's how you get it to end. See, that's genius. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
I never would have thought of that. So, hey, guys.
Oh, yeah. I put lots of things in my butthole.
Can you let me out of this office then? I got an idea. Oh, God. No. No, don't come back. No, don't bring Big Jerry back. No! I'll be back.
And then also, that little bag of powder, if you've got room in your butthole, put that in there too.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I have to say, I do like your way better. It does sound very creative, and I'm all about creativity.
It's also more fun.
That is, I will say that even though your advice to tip number 5 was not good, you kind of redeemed yourself again here. So
you know what else I think? I think like most families have a large jar of Vaseline that they've had forever.
Yeah.
You buy a large jar of Vaseline and, you know, use it once in blue moon.
That's true.
I'm kind of like, you know, use what you got.
That's true.
All of my cucumbers or bananas are all coated in Vaseline as we speak.
Oh,
I won't tell you why, but they are.
After the podcast ends, the show really begins. Oh, yes,
Whole Foods is like, wow, you love bananas. I'm like, oh, yeah. Woo!
Check out my OnlyFans. It's OnlyBans, short for bananas. Oh, yes,
<Simo. laughs> Okay, I have a random question for you. Is a green card really green?
No. Actually, I was very disappointed because I thought it would be green, and I don't. I guess they call it green card because you can, like, go. You know what I mean? Green for good. But does that mean, like, if you don't get it, you get a red card? I don't know how things go. And
I don't know.
It kind of just looks like an ID. Like, mine's because now I'm a citizen, so I don't have active green card anymore, so I don't know if I still even have it or if I had to give it back. But it did look cooler than a driver's license.
Oh, really?
It looked like a special cool ID that you could show people and feel special with. But I never left the house with it because it was like, some asshole steals this, I'm fucked. I would only leave with it when I would have to travel. I would take my passport and my green card and be like, please let me back into America.
That's so funny. Because I always honestly thought it was like a cheap like construction paper with a stamp on it.
I thought it would be like a gold card, but it was like green gold, like this majestic green gold, and like there'd be some weight to it, and it'd be like this magical card that every time you pulled it out of your wallet, angels would sing. But the angels were Enrique Iglesias, like, will you be my hero, baby? And then people would be like, right this way, Mr.
Enrique.
Garcia. and then as you waved it around wherever you were, racism would be solved, and it was a beautiful experience. But no, that's not what happened.
Wait. Racism in America? I don't believe it. So
next, there's Bigfoot. All right. So for Carlos's tip number 7, and note, I only have 2 left. Carlos's tip number 7 is, if invited to a barbecue, don't stress. This is actually legitimately one of the easiest tests for a foreigner to pass, because what Americans particularly don't believe in seasoning, you guys. So just add a little salt and pepper to everything and you will fucking blow their minds. And if you throw garlic powder, and you'll be president.
I have to agree with that. You know, I think that if you're able to mingle, break bread and drink with your neighbors and your coworkers, once they build like an emotional connection, they're less likely to call the ice on you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So be friendly with everyone.
Totally. And for example, you know, me and Simo have had our own barbecues, and that's why he says things like, break bread with me and not break the tortilla anymore. He's come a long way, you guys. I'm very proud. So just pour a little salt and pepper. And let me ask you that, Simo. What is it with
what?
Especially white people? Why don't you guys season your shit? You, as a representative of white people, are to blame for this.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I never even, like ate anything with garlic or onions in it until I went to college. Like, my mom was, like, very anti-fragrant things. I think a lot of white people are just, like, I don't know, maybe they're just, like, ignorant to worldly spices. I really feel like, deep down, I think that every family should really just embrace travel. I've never been out of the country before, and I wish that my parents took me places, because I think it would open my mind up and make me more accepting of a person and more tolerant. And I think that it's important for people to feel what it's like to be on the other side and to be new to a strange environment.
Yeah,
I remember when I was younger going trick-or-treating, and people would open their doors and like I could smell their house, and I remember being like, I
oh, God.
Being like, I've never Like, I've never smelled things like that before. Some were better than others, you know.
And then SEMA went back to the rally and was like, these folks smell like shit! Get them!
I remember my mom saying things like, ooh. And me being like, well, I mean, it's not the city smells bad. It just smells different. It just doesn't. But my mom's house always smelled like Pizza Hut because that's what she would cook. She would call for a delivery. So, you know, I never had like different types of cuisine. And I didn't even think I liked curry until my roommate now makes delicious curry. I'm like, fuck, this whole time I should have been eating this. I had no idea I liked it. You know, though, in all honesty, though, there's a lot of judgy people out there, especially in small towns that are predominantly white. And so if it's Halloween, you should just invest in some good fragrant candles to cover up the cuisine.
So let's not microwave the fish, Susan. Okay, let's not do that. Let's not fucking do it.
We have a sign that says that in one of my offices. Don't be an asshole and microwave fish.
There's always one. There's always fucking one. It doesn't matter where you're at.
The whole office smells like a female penitentiary,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, not good. And not the ones in the porns.
Yuck.
Those are not in any way like the real ones. Believe you me. Believe you me. Okay. So actually, this next one, my last one, this porn talk is a good one. Because this next one is to help the foreign men in the love department. Okay? Because if you ever take a shower in gym class in America, you'll notice American penis look a little different than the rest of the world. Because Americans prefer their penises to look like Professor Xavier, but that doesn't mean yours is weird, okay? If anything, you need to learn to embrace the advantages that your penis will have in the competition. For example, having trouble carrying your change? It works as a coin purse.
Ew.
Having trouble keeping a girlfriend? It works as a Chinese finger trap. Are you having trouble smuggling nachos into the movie theater? It even makes queso.
Ew.
So be proud of your wiener, folks.
What do they call that stuff? It's called smegma.
It's called Simo's favorite meal.
Gross. I think about it makes me want to throw. You know, there's nothing worse than like an overly fragrant wean. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yucky, yucky, yucky.
Yeah, that's terrible. Well, those have been my tips for coming to America. And I know that you guys will be successful, but if you want more tips, let us know. Make sure you follow us on all social channels at Frat Chat Podcast. That's on Instagram. That's on Facebook. That's on Twitter. And let us know how your interviews went. I think you will be happily surprised that all these tips will make you very successful in this country. And let us know how it went after that. You know, maybe did you meet a lucky lady? How did your first barbecue go? We want to hear all about it. So let us know, you guys. It was a good time. And in the meantime, also make sure you give us a follow. You can follow me at Carlos Does the World on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, and at Carlos Does World on Twitter. Make sure you follow Mr. Seymour over there at chris.moore.comedy on Instagram and at Seymour Comedy on Twitter. And make sure you follow our good buddies at The Moonlight Clothing as well. We have not forgotten about them, and we love them. Make sure you check them out at themoonlife.com or on Instagram at themoonlifeclothing. On that note, let us the fuck out of here.
I'd like to adjourn this meeting.
And I second!
All right. Adios.
We'll be back next week.
Bye, travelers.
See you.